In a couple of weekends, Austin Walken Kane and Christine Jackson are going to perform Blues from the Heart of the Rock and Roll City at Lorain County Community College, May 18th and 19th. And joining us on the line right now, we've got Christine Jackson with us. Christine, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me today.
Well, I want to get into your history in the music industry. I know it goes back quite a ways, and I know you've really opened for some very impressive names over the years. I mean, really an impressive list of names. Are there any experiences that really stand out to you?
I think each one, you know, lends itself to making a memory. But maybe my biggest one was probably Mavis Staples. She took the time to talk with me and stuff after the show, and just gave me a lot of encouragement, and she was always one of my heroes, so that was really cool.
How was it that you got your start in the music industry?
You know, I started playing trumpet, you know, in high school and a little bit in college, and that's kind of how I got my introduction to live music, hanging around Cleveland music scene, jam nights and stuff. That's kind of how it all started, you know, finding out what live music was all about. And I guess just being out there, being part of it, you know, that's how I got started.
Explain the connecting of the dots process, if you could. I mean, you mentioned you're kind of out there and trying to just play at different venues, jam sessions, things like that, and really kind of networking to get some folks to notice you. And how did that process all work? I mean, just going from one place to the other and just really kind of blossoming into what's been a great career.
Yeah, you know, like I said, it started on the trumpet. I had no idea that I'd end up singing and playing guitar. Like, that wasn't on my radar at all. But I wasn't finding enough work as a trumpet player. And some of the club owners were like, hey, you know, we like what you're doing. When are you going to have a band? You know, I was like, okay. So then it just kind of was a means to an end to start singing and playing guitar so I could book my own shows. And then one thing led to another. You know, I got a call from the House of Blues. You know, can you open for B.B. King? I was his buddy guy and those kinds of players. And then from then, it was just dig in and make it happen.
Yeah, it sounds like that's something you don't say no to when someone asks you to come in for B.B. King.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, what's that transition like going from trumpet to guitar? Is it kind of an easy transition? You're already into music, figuring things out, or did it take you some time to learn?
Oh, it's definitely taken time. You know, I think for the first year and a half, I think I only knew, you know, a handful of tunes because that's all I could play on the guitar. Just a lot of hours at home practicing, you know. Never took lessons, but my lessons came from hanging out with guys like Austin Walken Kane and some of the other great players of Cleveland. I've just watched them and kind of steal their licks and make them my own. I had the music vocabulary from being on the stage as a trumpet player. You know, I knew how the structures work for a song and this and that. So then it was just a matter of putting my own spin on things.
I know the guitar is your main instrument now, but do you prefer guitar to trumpet, or which way do you roll on that?
I think they're equal. I just don't get the chance to play the horn anymore.
Sure.
So, but I really enjoy playing it when I do. But, yeah, I mean, it feels very natural to play guitar. And I can't really play guitar without singing. They kind of go hand in hand for me.
Christine Jackson is performing with Austin Walken Kane. It's Blues from the Heart of the Rock and Roll City at Lorain County Community College, May 18th and 19th. Christine is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And, well, not only is that quite the transition from trumpet to guitar, but, you know, were you saying earlier that you really didn't sing at first either? I mean, because that seems like it would be a very difficult thing to pick up, too.
Yeah, I started singing and playing guitar at the same time. Like, it was one thing came with the other. So, yeah, I didn't start singing until I was about 23, something like that, 23, 24.
So how does that process work? I mean, because it seems like singing is one of those things that I guess it's just like a lot of those innate abilities. I mean, you either have it or you don't, but how did you figure out that you were able to sing? Because that's quite a gift.
I think I just was doing it, and people were telling me, hey, that sounds pretty good. So I kind of stuck with it, you know, and just tried to hone in on that skill.
So it was just one of those things where you started doing it, and the confidence just manifested itself, and you just developed a stage presence?
Absolutely, because it was, you know, I knew I wanted to play music, and just this seemed to be the right vehicle to do it. So I went all in.
Where did your love for the blues come from, Christine?
I just love the emotion you can get out of it, you know. I had a little troubled childhood, so I kind of dealt with a lot of stress and anxiety over things, and I found that music, especially the blues, was a great way to channel that.
Now, you and Austin Walken Kane have been friends for many, many years. How is it that you guys first met?
At the jam nights, you know, in Cleveland, a mutual friend of ours said, hey, Austin was looking for somebody to share a house with. He needed a roommate, and I needed a place to live because I was living in my car. He said, oh, you got to meet this guy. So that's how I basically met Austin. And we lived in a house together for a couple of years and just became, like best friends. And then we had the music on top of it. So it's just a lot of fun to be able to get on a stage with him and just share music and laugh.
And while we have a second, let's talk about Austin for just a moment. How did he earn that nickname, Cleveland's favorite frontman? That's a heck of a nickname, but I would imagine he didn't earn that by accident.
I'll tell you what, Austin shows are great because he is a frontman. He gets the audience going. He can make them laughing, you know. And not to mention just the powerful vocals and guitar work that he does. He just engages, and it's great. It's great to be part of and great to watch.
How long have the two of you been on tour together?
We've done these shows on and off for the last, 8 years. When I first started playing, I wasn't up to that caliber yet. So it took me a few years to get my own thing going before the two of us got on stage and made our own show together.
About when was it that you guys figured that you wanted to do these shows together? You mentioned you guys met at the jam session, then you guys eventually became roommates. At what point did you guys say, you know what, we should start doing some of these shows together?
Yeah, you know, I don't even know if there was like a magic moment. It was just, I can't remember maybe the first show we did together, but I remember looking at each other going, wow, that was cool. You know, and it was like, you know, let's do something with this. So it's probably, like I'm saying, maybe around 2009, 2010.
Okay. Now, see, that's interesting because there really is no blueprint for chemistry. It's just kind of there. When it's there, you know that it's there, and you kind of take it and you run with it. And I'm sure that's what's going to make this performance special at the performance on May 18th at 19th at Lorain County Community College. Again, it's called Blues from the Heart of the Rock and Roll City. For all those attending, what will they see?
They're going to see a lot of spontaneous and blues and I don't know. They're, like you said, that's the chemistry between Austin and I that I think people really enjoy watching. Because we have such history with each other, you know, I'm going to pull out some blues licks and he's going to laugh and be like, wow, where did that come from? And then he's going to do something and I'm going to, you know, contribute to it. And he's going to say, you know, this is really cool. It's just fun to watch, I think.
Very cool stuff. Well, we're certainly looking forward to it again, May 18th and 19th. Blues from the Heart of the Rock and Roll City with Austin Walken Kane and Christine Jackson. Christine, thank you so much for spending some time with us. This was a lot of fun, and we look forward to seeing you May 18th and 19th.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Again, Christine Jackson performing with Austin Walken Kane, Blues from the Heart of the Rock and Roll City at Lorain County Community College, May 18th and 19th.